The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon to you. Any thoughts on the hashtag, you don't have to be Jewish?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to Len, because it has been bothering me for weeks. Where are you hiding? I'm in the front closet. It's coming from, and it comes from that LP, you don't have to be Jewish. I must be honest, it doesn't bother me. I think that it's quite an inclusive hashtag. It says you don't have to be Jewish to listen to Chai FM. And we welcome listeners of all religions and all communities. So I'm quite happy with it.
Okay, so now we cleared that up. I'm on the same page as you as regards that one. Just like I don't have to be Israeli to find the Israel Report absolutely fascinating. Lots going on today.
As you should.
You've got sounds like Lapid is busy. There are speeches in the Bundestag. Lots happening. Over to you.
Well, this is quite extraordinary. We are approaching International Holocaust Remembrance Day on Thursday, and this is a day designated by the United Nations for the remembrance, the commemoration, the memorial, and the education of the Holocaust. And it's a day that's very different to Yom HaShoah in Israel. Yom HaShoah starts with the memorial or the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. This coincides with the liberation of Auschwitz. And as time marches on and we lose so many of our survivors, it becomes more important every year to bear witness, to tell their stories, and to commemorate the Holocaust. We also can't forget the other victims of the Holocaust, members of the LGBTQ plus community, the Roma and Sinti, political dissidents, and anybody the Nazis deemed undesirables. But for Jews, because throughout the history of the world, there has never been such targeted, wholesale, industrialized slaughter of a nation or of a group of people as was the case for Jews and the Jews of Europe and North Africa during the Shoah. And to commemorate this, our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, along with the Foreign Ministry's Deputy Director General for Europe, Aliza Ben-Nun, will go to Austria. They will speak at ceremonies in Austria at Mauthausen concentration camp. It will include the Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer, as well as the Austrian Foreign Minister Alexander Schallenberger, and several other ministers, as well as local Jewish leadership. In Germany, our chairman of the Knesset, Mickey Levy, will address the German Bundestag, which is an extraordinary honor for Mickey Levy and a sign of incredible, incredible respect from Germany towards Israel. If you missed my broadcast with Howard on Friday morning, you would have known that the resolution that Israel put forward at the United Nations General Assembly last week on the 20th of January, which was the date to coincide with the Wannsee Conference. That was the conference that took place at the Wannsee Villa just outside Berlin, where the upper echelons of the Nazi leadership got together to discuss how to implement the final solution, and extermination camps across Europe were the results. If you can, I really recommend you watch a movie called Conspiracy with Kenneth Branagh and Stanley Tucci that gives you a first hand account of the conversation. It's the only recorded transcript of Wannsee. The resolution, which was put forward by Israel and seconded by Germany, was passed almost unanimously, with the exception of Iran. but was passed without needing to go to a vote. And this resolution holds member states accountable for any Holocaust denial and distortion, and implores social media in these member states to crack down and remove any Holocaust denial and distortion. So as we approach Thursday, a very, very important day and extraordinary honors given to our foreign minister and our chairman of the Knesset.
Good to hear, especially in light of what is happening in Europe and worldwide. On a positive note as well, Lapid apparently meeting senior Palestinian officials. Good to see there's some sort of contact happening.
There has been quite a lot of contact happening over the last couple of months. I do find it absolutely fascinating that you're not going to hear this in the mainstream media, but very, very, very important meeting between our foreign minister and the man that could be tipped to take over from Abbas should he ever step down or be re-elected. However, he is in the 17th year of his four-year term. So, you know, we're not holding our breath for that. But he met with Hussein al-Sheikh. He is responsible for civil society and cooperation. And we don't know the details of this meeting, but we do know that this meeting took place, that the Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and the Defense Minister Benny Gantz were briefed about it beforehand. We also must remember that just several weeks ago, the Defense Minister hosted Mahmoud Abbas in his home here in Israel. Very significant, not just because of the level of leadership and officialdom, but also because this was the first time that Mahmoud Abbas has been on Israeli soil in over a decade. So there are strides taking place, and just really, really extraordinary.
What's also extraordinary, Rolene, is I know what pink washing is. I don't know what sports washing is, and I wonder what's next. Are we going to have tech washing? We're going to have save life washing? What's sports washing?
Well, you know, just when you think you've heard it all, along comes The Guardian in the UK to accuse us of sports washing. So basically what their sports writer, Jonathan Liu, has decided is that Israel is trying to distract from the conflict by focusing so much on hosting events like the Giro d'Italia or Lionel Messi playing a friendly in Israel, which I find absolutely preposterous for a number of reasons. First of all, as South Africans can tell you firsthand, sports is a great bridge builder. Sports is a great way of bringing people together, especially people engaged in conflict. Second of all, Israel is a country just like any other, then why shouldn't we invest in our sportsmen and women? So that claim is preposterous, but it's also a horrible new type of anti-Semitism. You know, pink washing says that we are focusing on LGBTQ plus civil rights and ignoring the conflict. Greenwashing says we're focusing on environmental and climate issues ahead of the conflict. Say it once, say it with me, everybody listening. If you're in your car, if you're in your room, if you're in your office, if you are on the roof, Israel is a country that exists beyond conflict. Yes, we have this ongoing conflict with our neighbors, and yes, we are having discussions and conversations with the Palestinian Authority. It's okay for Israel to play sports. I mean, it's absolute lunacy and hypocrisy. I wonder if he's written an op-ed about Qatar or China or Iran. We have another athlete in Iran who the world is imploring that the Iranian regime not execute for protesting the Iranian hegemonic regime. But, you know, maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely on the same page as you. The problem is that this kind of approach is gaining traction, and more of the youth are speaking this kind of language, and it's not a good place to be.
Guys, all we can say is employ critical thinking, not a critical race theory, critical thinking. Do your research, read things. I know it's not popular these days to read things, but But really, make sure that you make informed decisions.
And then let's deal with the last issue quickly, unfortunately. Hamas evicted a Gazan from their home, or Gazans from their homes, plural. My goodness me, never heard that. Haven't seen that anywhere.
Of course you wouldn't have seen that because, you know, it doesn't fit the narrative. But there are 23 families living in an area that the Hamas police force decided they want in order to increase the Rafah crossing and subsequently bulldoze their homes and evicted them.
Yeah. And
just say, we can't forget about Hachamor. Hachamor had a very important question.
Yes, he did. He wanted to know about Fauda, the Gazan version, and whether it was going to be an anti-Semitic tirade, like apparently Mickey Mouse Gaza style was.
Well, okay. First of all, it's two different intentions here. I know he's talking about Farfour the Mouse. That was to educate young minds about the importance of hating Jews in Israel. Wow. The interesting thing with the Fauda remake is that Fauda has been a massive hit in the Arab world. And one of the reasons is because the writers humanize both sides. So we don't know what the Hamas version is going to be like, but it will be very interesting to see if they employ the same tactics as Zakharov and our other wonderful friend, I forget, Leo Raz, and humanize Israelis.
Fascinating. Thank you for that, Rolene. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Absolutely.